Chapter 113. Michael Tallon didn't realize Rachel was hurt until he saw the blood on her arm as he pulled her to cover behind the Triton. He sensed from the catatonic look on her face that she was not aware of any pain. Steadying her, Tallon wheeled to find Corky. The astrophysicist scrambled across the deck to join them, his eyes blank with terror. "We've got to find cover," Tallon thought, the horror of what had just happened not yet fully registering. Instinctively, his eyes raced up the tiers of decks above them. The stairs leading up to the bridge were all in the open, and the bridge itself was a glass box, a transparent bullseye from the air. Going up was suicide, which left only one other direction to go. For a fleeting instant, Tallon turned a hopeful gaze to the Triton submersible, wondering perhaps if he could get everyone underwater, away from the bullets. Absurd. The Triton had room for one person, and the deployment winch took a good 10 minutes to lower the sub through the trap door in the deck to the ocean 30 feet below. Besides, without properly charged batteries and compressors, the Triton would be dead in the water.
"Here they come!"
Corky shouted, his voice shrill with fear, as he pointed into the sky. Tallon didn't even look up. He pointed to a nearby bulkhead, where an aluminum ramp descended below decks. Corky apparently needed no encouragement. Keeping his head low, Corky scurried toward the opening and disappeared down the incline. Tallon put a firm arm around Rachel's waist and followed. The two of them disappeared below decks just as the helicopter returned, spraying bullets overhead. Tallon helped Rachel down the grated ramp to the suspended platform at the bottom. As they arrived, Tallon could feel Rachel's body go suddenly rigid. He wheeled, fearing maybe she'd been hit by a ricocheting bullet. When he saw her face, he knew it was something else. Tallon followed her petrified gaze downward and immediately understood. Rachel stood motionless, her legs refusing to move. She was staring down at the bizarre world beneath her. Because of its swath design, the Goya had no hull, but rather struts like a giant catamaran. They had just descended through the deck onto a grated catwalk that hung above an open chasm, 30 feet straight down to the raging sea. The noise was deafening here, reverberating off the underside of the deck. Adding to Rachel's terror was the fact that the ship's underwater spotlights were still illuminated, casting a greenish effulgence deep into the ocean directly beneath her. She found herself gazing down at 6 or 7 ghostly silhouettes in the water, enormous hammerhead sharks, their long shadows swimming in place against the current, rubbery bodies flexing back and forth. Tallon's voice was in her ear. "Rachel, you're okay. Eyes straight ahead. I'm right behind you." His hands were reaching around from behind, gently trying to coax her clenched fists off the banister. It was then that Rachel saw the crimson droplet of blood roll off her arm and fall through the grating. Her eyes followed the drip as it plummeted toward the sea. Although she never saw it hit the water, she knew the instant it happened because all at once the hammerheads spun in unison, thrusting with their powerful tails, crashing together in a roiling frenzy of teeth and fins. Enhanced telencephalon olfactory lobes. They smell blood a mile away. "Eyes straight ahead," Tallon repeated, his voice strong and reassuring. "I'm right behind you." Rachel felt his hands on her hips now, urging her forward. Blocking out the void beneath her, Rachel started down the catwalk. Somewhere above, she could hear the rotors of the chopper again. Corky was already well out in front of them, reeling across the catwalk in a kind of drunken panic. Tallon called out to him, "All the way to the far strut, Corky! Down the stairs!" Rachel could now see where they were headed. Up ahead, a series of switchback ramps descended. At water level, a narrow, shelf-like deck extended the length of the Goya. Jutting off this deck were several small, suspended docks, creating a kind of miniature marina stationed beneath the ship. A large sign read, "Dive Area. Swimmers may surface without warning. Boats proceed with caution."